A Reflection by Simon of Cyrene. Pushing, shoving, shouting, crying, cheering, wailing. The crowds were relentless that day. The people thronged and swayed. There were so many of them. I just wanted to take a look, see what all the fuss was about. There were rumours, ripples about the arrest of the Nazarene, Jesus. But I was here to celebrate the Passover, not get caught up in the atrocities of the day. But something pulled me on. My curiosity started to pique. I wondered who this was who was being led through the town to be crucified. I had heard some stories, but was he really so bad? One foot placed in front of another, my neck craning to see the road. Somehow I melted into the crowds, moving faster, moving closer, closer to the road, closer to the noise. I could hear the guards, their torments, pushing, shoving, taunting, making this wretched man move forward, step by slow, painful step along the road. I saw his drooped shoulders, the bowed back, the blood running down his face where a crown of thorns had been pushed into his head, the flayed skin on his back, blood running down his body, draining his energy, his life, slipping slowly away from him. He stumbled and fell, the wooden crossbeam pinning him down. The crowd surged, roaring. The soldiers, anxious to get up the hill, dragging him up, shouting, prodding. I don't know what happened or where it came from, but eyes closed in on me. The finger pointing at me. The harsh hand on my shoulder as I was propelled forward, dragged into service, forced to help this man carry his cross. No, no, no! I cannot do this. I don't want to be a part of this. I just wanted a glimpse. Oh my God, I don't want to be a part of this. I have no choice as the soldiers push me toward the cross, towards this bedraggled man. My hands reach out and touch the harsh, splintered wood. I feel the weight of the heavy beam as it's thrust upon my shoulders. But it does not compare to the heaviness of my heart. We start to move slowly forwards, one foot in front of the other. His breathing comes heavy, laboured. I look around. I see the hatred in people's eyes, the anger. I hear the jeers, the torments directed at him, directed at me. I feel the spit as it hits him and slides down his face. Our shoulders touch as the road dips. He stumbles on a rock in the path and our eyes meet. His face is disfigured, but his eyes, they are so calm, so deep. The sense of purpose held within them is amazing. The compassion I feel flowing from him to me. And why? Why should he feel compassion for me? He is the one on the journey to Golgotha. I should have pity on him, and yet I am lifted up. Something in my heart changes. I shift the weight of the beam so that I can take the bulk of the weight. I place my arm around his shoulders and step forward. I may not be able to stop this thing from happening, but I will do what I can to help this man. This man who can see into my very soul, who without a word has stirred my heart. The course of my life has forever been altered, just like that. I know my life has led me to this point, and the journey on will take a different path. Onward we walk. A slow march, up and up and up. on and on and on.